تدي خطيرة الكرة قدام كرة الدفاع وتدخل حارس وضربة جزاء.
Football is immensely popular in Saudi Arabia. And sports fan Rezan Baker often reports on local matches for the English language Arab news, but not from up close.
The majority of what I cover is men's sports. It's a bit difficult here because I don't get to attend matches or something. I just attend it by watching it on TV or interviewing them by phone.
The reason is that as a woman, Baker cannot attend a match and cannot interview the players in person. But she likes sports and says she'll not let the restrictions stand in the way. Saudi women face many hurdles. They must wear ankle-length black robes and a headscarf in public. They cannot drive. They're limited in what they can study at the university, and they're not allowed to mingle with men to whom they're not related. Sociologist Munira Nahed of King Saud University in Riyadh says one must not be fooled by the public image of Saudi women.
We see women clad in black, and they don't seem like fully human beings when you see them outside in the street, because you don't see the face, you don't see, you know, the expression, you don't see the dignity of the human being. But that is totally a false impression, because Saudi women, because of the restrictions and because of this unequal kind of opportunity that they are facing in this society, have become great fighters and they have become great achievers.
Achiever is definitely a word that comes to mind when talking with Nahed Tahar. She's the CEO and founder of Gulf One Investment Bank. She was among a group of businessmen and women at a recent banking and investment forum in Jeddah. Behind her flowing abaya and loosely wrapped headscarf, Tahar exudes a no-nonsense attitude. She says even in oil-rich Saudi Arabia, there's an increasing need for women to contribute to the family income. And that, she says, is a great opportunity for women.
There is a huge support for women to participate in the economy. But in order to make it a success, it needs to be based on capabilities, not for the show off as a woman or whatever. And here we can succeed and can achieve, not for only for women, but for the whole community. When I hire in Gulf One, for example, I don't see gender. I don't see nationality. What I see is a brain.
Tahar says her message to Saudi women is study hard, work hard, and make change happen. But change does not happen easily in this traditional desert kingdom. Sociologist Munira Nahed would know. She was among a group of Saudi women who in 1990 tried the direct approach by getting behind the wheel of their cars and driving in public against strict Saudi custom.
To us, it was a symbolic issue. Actually symbolizes a lot of our needs and a lot of our demands as Saudi women. Our needs to change and our demands for, you know, a more open and a more equal situation in the society.
The inspiration came from American women soldiers stationed in the kingdom during the Gulf War who were allowed by Saudi authorities to drive jeeps and trucks as part of their duties. And so, says Nahed, she and other Saudi women thought, why not us? They did not get far. The women drivers were quickly stopped by police. Some lost their jobs, at least for a while, and pressure was put on their families to not let this happen again. But, says Nahed, driving is more than a symbolic issue.
It's a real need. There are women in the villages, in the cities, who are having problems because they cannot drive.
Nahed cites as one example working women who must spend a good portion of their salaries on hiring a driver. Among those most opposed to women driving has been the conservative clerical establishment. But Khalil Al-Khalil, a member of the consultative council, says the government is discussing the issue.
Female driving now is coming. Whether the mufti, whether the mullahs, whether the imams of mosque like to or not, it is coming and it's coming soon.
There's widespread agreement that Islam does not forbid women to drive, that instead it is tradition that stands in the way. Sociologist Munira Nahed says change needs to come soon.
For me personally, I'm talking about a woman who is middle-aged who needs to see the change before she dies. So this is too slow for me. I cannot wait another 30 years for things to happen. It cannot happen this way.
Nahed Ahmed says the changes needed are not just about women driving, but are fundamental to give women equal opportunities and an equal stake in the society. She cautions that if Saudi Arabia does not change, its men and women risk being left behind in today's world. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jeddah.